Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Willow Springs High School will celebrate 100 years of Bear football September 12th when they take on the Kabul Bulldogs. All former Willow Springs Bear football players and coaches, along with their families, are invited to a catered meal in Grimes Auditorium at 5 p.m. Former players and coaches will be recognized at halftime by decades they played in. For more information and to RSVP for the meal, please go to the Willow Springs Bear football Facebook page. St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up a three-game set with the Rockies yesterday. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals suffered a tough loss on Tuesday night to Kyle Freeland and the Colorado Rockies 3-0. Then yesterday, the series wrap-up favored the Cardinals by three runs at one point, only to have the Rockies put the leadoff man on 7 out of 9 innings. And they had 6 innings in a row. In the 9th inning, a leadoff walk followed by a Goodman home run. The Rockies beat the Cardinals 6-5.
Well, you touched on it. Getting the leadoff man on so often in the game yesterday really did the Cardinals in. But that walk in the 9th inning spelled trouble, and Colorado cashed in on the Cardinals. And now they have to come back and figure out how to beat the Yankees tomorrow.
The Yankees are coming on for a 3-game series beginning tomorrow night with Andre Pallante doing the start. The Cardinals got home runs from Newt Barr and Burleson, but lost the game 6-5. The win to Jimmy Herget, the loss to Romero, and Victor Vodnik got 3 5 ball outs to pick up the save. The Rockies won 2 out of 3 in the series.
Once again, your Cardinals are off today, but they return to the diamond on Friday when they start a 3-game series with the New York Yankees. Douglas County Coats for Kids is teeing off a new fundraising tradition with its first ever Coats for Kids golf tournament. It's set for Saturday, September 27th at the Ava Country Club. The tournament will follow a two-man scramble format with tee times scheduled for 8 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. The entry fee is $100 per team. Lunch will be available, but only through donations. For registration or sponsorship information, contact Chris DeGase at 417-250-2320. Licking High School two-person 18-hole golf scramble at the Houston Municipal Golf Course will be Saturday, August 16th. Two tee times, 8 a.m. or 1 p.m. The cost is $100 per team. Lunch will be provided between flights. Sign your team up at the Houston Municipal Golf Course. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.